John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
For almost as long as we have done the Veterans Radiothon, Rick Allen and his wife Lauren Monroe have been a part of it, and obviously they have jobs on their own. Rick happens to be in this band Def Leppard, and Lauren Monroe is an artist in her own right. And Lauren's going to be appearing with Rick at the World Cafe Live Tuesday night. Tickets are available through worldcafelive.com, and they are joining us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
I've got questions for both of you because we got so many different things going on here. But most importantly, let's talk about Lauren's performance at the World Cafe Live. Am I saying that wrong, Rick? Are you feeling bad that I'm calling it Lauren's performance and you just happen to be the drummer?
No, I actually quite like it. You know, I would say I count the four on the band come in, and that's as long as I play drums really well, then she's happy.
But yeah. There's something special that you're doing for this show, and it has to do with your constant support of vets. Explain this ticket buying thing.
Well, if you can't come to the show, you can always make a donation, and that donation will buy a seat for a veteran to come free of charge. And the reason why we're doing that is because the performance really wraps around complementary therapy a week. And that's what we do with our foundation to support veterans. We help provide complementary therapies like mindfulness, yoga, drumming, to help our vets move through a post-traumatic stress.
The two of you amaze me because you are so involved with the world beyond the rock and roll world. You guys were part of that Big Love benefit, the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. You were part of that as well. You always do this work with vets. And I realize, like, for the past 2 years, obviously you've had time, but it's been more than the past 2 years.
2002, we started our programs with the foundation doing this kind of work with at-risk youth and special needs kids, and also with trauma survivors. And we found that, you know, doing this work, it reaches so many people. And veterans stepped in when Rick went to Walter Reed for the first time, and we really saw how the connection was so powerful because of his injuries and his own PTSD.
Hey, Rick, is there any specific, I guess not so much differences, but struggles for you going from Def Leppard music to playing drums for Lauren's band?
Well, when I play with Def Leppard, you know, I primarily use my electronic drum kit, which is, you know, is great for working with Def Leppard. But when I work with Lauren, I'm using acoustic drums, which is, you know, that's the first thing that really ignited my passion for playing. So it's challenging in some respects, but it's been really good for me because the last few years I've been playing a lot of acoustic drums. So I've been able to develop that and just play to a level that I feel really good about myself, you know.
As speaking of playing drums and Def Leppard, how do you feel about finally getting out on the road again?
Well, this will be the third time, I think, that we've postponed. You know, hopefully everything goes forward. If this pandemic is in our rearview mirror, then fantastic. We just want everybody to come to our shows and feel good and feel safe. So that's our primary focus, you know. Having said that, you know, hopefully June is you know, a way forward.
I have to tell you that when this show got announced, everybody at the station was like, what do you mean Motley Crue's at the top of the bill? Basically, I have to ask, you guys just want to get out early?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have different markets, different strong points. And I think with a band like Motley Crue, it was only fair that we share the bill.
As a drummer, I've got to ask you, and it's been some time, but I'm sort of curious how Charlie Watts' passing affected you.
I've said this many times. I think if it wasn't for Charlie Watts, I probably wouldn't be talking to you now.
Wow.
Yeah, I honestly think that was the end of an era. You know, Charlie was one of the first inspirations, along with, you know, the Keith Moons and the John Bonhams and, you know, you name it. I mean, I've been listening to many different styles of music ever since I picked up a pair of drumsticks. But Charlie in particular, I think, hit the industry really hard. I don't think anybody expected Charlie to be the first one to go.
Money was on Keith. Everybody agrees the money was on Keith.
No, he's going to be around forever, man.
The only two people left on Earth are going to be Keith and Ozzy.
Nothing can kill those two. Well, look, I want to thank you both for taking the time once again. Tuesday, March 22nd, both Rick Allen, Lauren Monroe will be performing at the World Cafe Live. And you can support a vet, get a vet at the show if you're willing to simply pay for the ticket. You do that by going to sponsoravet.givesmart.com. And the Raven Drum Foundation will make sure a vet gets into that seat and you will have paid for them to have a great night out.
Are you bringing a couple pieces on the road with you guys and then auctioning them off?
Yes, we have two pieces that we've done collaboratively that will be at our shows, and people can auction from home online, and all the proceeds are going to go to trauma programs and veterans programs. So, and Rick's going to be in the King of Prussia as well for his art show in Atlantic City the first weekend in April.
Okay. And we'll be all right. All right. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, we'll make sure everybody knows about that again at that time. So once again, Rick Lauren and Alan Monroe. Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe at the World Cafe Live tomorrow night.
The John DiPella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.